Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, we've been going through the last couple of weeks talking about getting ready to go back to school, and if you've missed any of those episodes, we want to encourage you to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Feel free to download them and listen to them again. But you know, Bruce, now that school is open for many, how can we as parents continue to help our children succeed through this next school year?
Well, I think the key is, Cap, to stay connected with our child. Set some time each day to debrief. You know, they've weathered the first few days of school, and now it's time to find out how they're doing, who they've connected with, what's their favorite class, hardest class,
how's the locker thing going.
Right. and then sit down and listen.
Well, Bruce, I love the analogy that you used last week of the training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we as parents need to help our kids, I don't know, negotiate some of these important transitions. I guess it can still be a little wobbly for them until they're balancing all of these new challenges and are cruising along pretty much on their own. I guess we still need to stay alongside of them.
That's exactly right. You know, it's too easy for us to fall prey to the lure of abdicating our responsibility to the school professionals. We got them to the bus, and now the teachers can take over, and we can't allow that to happen. We have to stay actively involved with our kids through this process. And one of the things that we can really teach them that will help them is to develop routines.
Routines. Sounds like work.
They are work, and I struggle with them myself. And it was hard for me to get them established in the lives of my kids as well. And we need to help our kids establish priorities, to manage their time, how to develop their study habits, and to build some spiritual disciplines.
Well, let's go through that big one, Bruce, establishing priorities.
Well, Cap, someone has said that our lives are the summation of the choices that we make, and the choices that we make are determined by the priorities we've established. So it makes some sense that we help our kids work through all of the decisions they have to make now about school and church activities and the wide world of extracurricular sports, music, clubs, and all those other things that vie for our kids' attention and place a tremendous amount of demand on them. But this whole selection process gives us an opportunity to help our kids establish priorities.
Well, Bruce, any suggestions on what the order of priorities should be?
Well, because this is a short program, let me just say this. In a nutshell, the big three would be their walk with God, their involvement with family, and in school, and then all the extracurricular stuff would follow.
Yeah, I would imagine that we probably could spend a program or two on each of those.
Mm-hmm.
But since we're on the topic of school, let's drill down a little bit more on that one.
Well, thanks for keeping me on beam. And the first thing we want to talk about then is to help our kids get organized, settle in on a regular time and place for them to do their schoolwork. And that becomes a routine. At this time of day, in this place, I do my work. And because life in middle school is a lot more intense than it was in elementary school, we need to teach them how to use an assignment book or a planner so that they aren't relying on their memories. And then we can teach them how to chart out their work schedule, to make a calendar of where their assignments are due and when their tests are going to be given.
I guess that would help us as parents keep them accountable as well.
Exactly. And, you know, we're going to know what their schedule is, and we can urge them on. But, you know, this is also a great time to talk to your child about your expectations. Help them see what you're looking for. And be ready to give them some grace. You know, they're going to miss that first assignment. They're going to bomb that first pop quiz. And they're experiencing enough stress, and we have to be careful that we're not piling on any more than we have to.
You know, Bruce, listening to all this says to me that we're really setting the stage for the rest of their school and their work careers.
Mm-hmm.
These same routines that they use now probably will help them to succeed in life. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And we can also use this time of organizational instruction to help them develop their own regular quiet time. You know, a time each day when they can read God's word and spend some time praying for kids they're meeting, different challenges they're facing at school. And it would give you an opportunity again to come alongside of them and pray with them and for them about some of these same things. And we need to remember that this time of transition in the life of our child as a student is providing us with a great opportunity to stay connected. And they are open for our help and our reassurance, and we need to be sure to pray for them and with them as they negotiate this key transition time.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for this great material. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.